Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to part two of In Sickness and in Health. Speaking of bad luck, did you like that?
Yes.
Speaking of bad luck, we...
Oh, that's made me feel a bit sick. Hey, that was a bit too slick.
I'm a professional. We actually put up a poll on our Instagram, just a little sort of topic that we can chat about. The question was... Excuse me. Do you see how I did that there? Not a sound.
Yeah, but if you'd have just carried on, we'll be halfway through this segment.
The poll question.
You're holding everything up, holding in your burps or what? Just get them out. Go through. Carry on talking if you need to.
Okay. The poll question was.
Go on.
Do you believe in superstition?
Mm.
Do you?
What do you think?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you not think I'm quite superstitious?
No, I don't think you are.
I think I'm a bit weird about superstitions.
Really?
Little things. I'm always doing it.
Like what?
You know that little bar thing that you had in your ear?
Oh,
and you could never take
yeah,
it out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's an example.
It was a piercing, by the way. Yeah, that sounded weird.
It was a piercing. And Claire, like, ever since I'd known Claire, she'd had this piercing through her ear. And she was like, I can't get the thing off. Like, it's just there.
Yeah.
I'm like, right, cool. And there was one day where you were like, after years and years
yeah.
and years,
you were
like...
And do you know all I did? Put on rubber gloves.
You're like...
And
oh.
I twisted it off.
Oh, it's coming off. And I went to leave it in.
Yeah, you were a bit freaked out.
And I was going, don't, because everything's, you know, we've got quite a nice life and everything. And
you did, actually. I forgot about that.
I'm like that about loads of
stuff. Yeah, right. Do you know what I'm thinking? I'm sort of getting superstition mixed up.
We've still
up
got TVs in our house with the little plastic...
Yeah.
What do you call that? You know what I'm
like
talking about?
Like the film. Film over it. Yeah.
Yeah, the protective layer. I just don't take that off.
Why?
Just in case it fucks up with something or messes with the balance of the universe or...
Uh-oh. Well, you're going to freak
so
out.
So I'm surprised that you said no, because I... Like, when I think about it, I think I am really
I was actually getting superstition sort of mixed up with, like, kind of ghosty stuff, which you always say you don't believe in.
No, I don't.
But, right. No. Well, just on your TV, like, filming.
Although I say no, I don't, and dismiss the ghost thing. Like, what I believe is just as mental. So,
what?
Well, don't take the film off of the TV.
Well, yeah,
TV.
Yeah.
I take it off the screen. By
that's
the way.
Even more mental.
But just the,
well,
the border.
See, a couple of weeks ago when I cleaned the fridge out.
Yeah.
There was still.
Yeah, the blue stuff that's in it.
There was still tape on like the silver bits
yeah,
of the drawers.
Yeah, leave that.
That's
Did you
gone.
Take it off?
Yeah, it's gone, mate.
That's it. That's the end of that.
Gone. Well, right, so the poll was, do you believe in superstition? And the options were, I do, I don't want 7 years bad luck, or it's for idiots.
Split right down the middle,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, this isn't a landslide.
Yeah.
54% said it's for idiots. and 46% said that they do believe.
But everything about me says, yeah, it's for idiots.
Yeah, that, yeah. But everything when about I think me, about it, you are a little bit... You, but you're not like, wait, everything. It's just like little random things that you've personally made up.
Yeah.
It's not like actual superstitions.
Yeah, I make up rules and
like,
stuff.
Like, will you walk over three drains?
No, I won't do that.
See, I don't do
that's
that.
That's a thing from growing up
that
in the
90s. That was a young thing, yeah. Don't walk over three drains.
Also, don't walk... If you have, like, road signs where they've got two poles...
Yeah.
You don't walk under those. You have to walk around them.
Yeah, I think I would do that instinctively. Do you know the only superstition that I've always... And it doesn't even feel like a superstition. It feels like a real thing because my mum and my gran and my aunties would always freak when anybody did this, putting new shoes on a table.
Yeah, I do. I said that to you.
I'm like...
I've said that to you
I'm
recently.
I'm like, they're new. They've not been used. They're like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, you had some the kid, you bought the kids some new trainers or something like that and you put them on the island in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I went, oh, you don't put those on the...
I'm not.
I don't know. I don't get it. I've saluted magpies.
Oh, no, I'm no into all that shit. No, I don't think I'm superstitious.
Because I sit there, I tell you what, the last time I saluted magpie, I was in the car.
By yourself.
And there was one magpie and you got, if you see one, it's one for sorrow, so you got to salute it.
Right.
But usually there's more than one.
Right.
One for sorrow, two for joy.
Right.
I sat there and I saw a magpie and I was like, oh, there's one there. And then I sat there for about 30 seconds. I was like, right, I better fucking salute it.
So you did it. You were scared not to do it.
Yeah. Like, because, you know, just in case. I'm hedging my bets.
I've never
like,
done
on
that.
On my deathbed, I'm going to be like...
It's because of that magpie.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. Or something like that.
It's not really superstition,
I'm going to have a priest. I'm going to have a Buddhist monk, a rabbi. I'm going to have them all in on my deathbed and just go, right, what do I do?
We're all good.
What do I fucking do here, guys? Just this is my last chance to make things right, just in case.
Okay, but also you are mixing up superstition with religion there, James. But we'll go over that. We'll keep moving. Do you believe in luck then?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you've fucking got it. Look at you. Yeah. How the fuck are you here?
That's it. Well, that's it. I know. Don't think I don't. I'm not good at anything.
Yeah.
There's nothing I'm good at. I've not tried at anything. Just fucking landed here.
Yeah.
And it could all go wrong, so that's why I salute a magpie.
Well, there you go. You got to be careful when you're walking on
thin
ice like
you. Could all go wrong
like
any minute. And I tell you what, as long as I got my Lego collection, I'll be fine.
Oh, my God. Do you have any rituals then? Like any superstitious or sort of good luck rituals? Like, do you have to do anything in a certain order? Or, like, is it sort of socks before pants? Or, like, do you have anything like that that you can think of?
Yeah, I do. I can't think of any, but I do stuff in a certain way. There is stuff that I do.
Right.
If I have to use the microwave or something that's timed, and I'm doing something, I need to do it before it gets to a certain time in the microwave, or like, I've never even spoken to you about this. Is all stuff that's just going on in my brain.
Right,
I've never spoken to anyone else about
it. Go on, get it out, Jimmy.
No, I do. I do look at stuff, and I do think, oh, if I can do something before this happens.
I get a little bit like that. The only thing I can really
You're
think
You're always
of,
telling us to touch wood.
I do touch wood.
Not fucking often, I can tell you that.
I do. If anything bad is, especially with the kids, like if anything bad's ever said, like if somebody says something like, oh, if this was to happen, I'm like, oh, touch wood.
Luckily enough, we live in a 70s time capsule.
Lots of wood in our house. Lots of old wooden tables. The only thing I can think of, well, I do, touching wood, that's a big one. But also I count in my head. So if I'm by myself, if I'm like cleaning or walking somewhere, if I'm outside, I'm always counting.
Yeah, I do that in the shower.
Do you?
Yeah, to make sure that I've scrubbed enough.
No. I'm not counting anything.
I count to 20 when I'm for each armpit.
No.
Because sometimes...
No, I'm not timing anything. I'll just be... So I'll, like, count my steps, but quite often it's in twos. I'll be like, 2, 4, 6, 8. 2, 4, 6, 8.
Sometimes I
There's is a, that, am I mental? Is that mental?
No, I don't
Shit.
Think so. Yeah. I don't think so.
I count everything.
Yeah, I count stuff. I count out a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Counting the shower is a thing where...
Well, I should just make sure you're clean.
No, but George Costanza... or is it George Costanza? I'm sure it's George Costanza from Seinfeld, where he's just like, he's like, the shower didn't take. And I've done that sometimes, where I've had a shower and I've washed everything, but then I'm like, I still stink. What's going on?
I think that's just being a man.
It might just be because it's the first shower I've had in 4 weeks or
something. Okay. What's your thoughts on, you know, like you ever seen on Instagram and stuff? And it's like those things, share this now so that you don't...
That's bollocks.
So you don't have bad luck. You're not that far
They make
in.
Me angry.
Right.
It used to be, so I got my first email account in 1998.
Secondary school?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I did.
And I used to get spam emails or emails
that's
from my other
right.
friends.
You have to pass this
like,
along
you
to
need
seven
to pass
people.
This on to 10 people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or the lady will get you. Or like Ooh. It'll be like a little story of like... This is the lady that haunts the alley.
Yeah.
Fucking nonsense.
She sounds nice. right. So you've actually...
Oh, saluting a magpie is on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've actually covered a couple of these. We've got a couple of little superstition things.
We've got some examples here
examples.
Of superstitions.
That's the word I was looking for.
There you go. Helped you out there.
Thanks, mate. Touching wood, that's on it.
Yeah.
Right, so I touch wood.
We should really look at the...
we should check these out before we start talking. Yeah. I touch wood, you salute magpies.
The production team do such a great job of
you wouldn't know.
planning out these
You wouldn't
podcasts.
Fucking know.
All we have to do is read it, and I never do.
Breaking a mirror? I don't care about that.
No, I'm not fussed about breaking a mirror.
Friday the 13th?
Nah.
That's my... I get so excited when 13 plans on
opening
Friday.
Opening an umbrella indoors. I don't do that. Never done that.
I wouldn't do it just because it feels unnatural, but I wouldn't worry about
There's some bad luck attached to it, apparently.
Avoiding number 13
don't
again.
Don't care about that.
No. I like number 13.
Yeah. Our second son was born in 13.
What?
Our second son was born in 13.
In 13?
Yeah, 2013.
Oh, right, sorry.
It wasn't that difficult.
I didn't know. You said it weird. Our second son was born in 13.
Well, there you go. If I said, I was born in 22.
I'm not... See, as millennials, we don't say 13, 14. I say 2013.
I say 87. I was born in 87.
Yes, but when it comes to the 20s...
94, sorry. Born in 94.
No, but when it comes to 20-something, 2022, 2013, you don't just say 22 or 13.
I know, but I was just making...
This is just a conversation I'm trying to have with you. Fucking move on. It's all right when he wants to talk pish for 10 minutes.
Imagine I died.
I'd...
And that would be the last thing you said to me.
And every day we go, yeah.
Do you know what, Ryan? If I die... This might be a good podcast. If I die, because I know you're always whinging about me and complaining about me, and don't get me wrong, I'll give you a lot of stuff to whinge about. I know for a fact as soon as I'm dead, you're going to be like, no one came close to him. He was the greatest person. You would be.
I don't think I would go that far.
You'd be going, he was a good man, that guy.
You are a good man. I would say that then.
You never
alive.
Do.
You're a good man, but you're a fucking pain in the ass. And I would say that when you're dead, it would get a laugh at the funeral, and everybody would go, yeah, he was.
You'd be going,
he was
a good man, but he was a fucking pain in the ass when he dies. Yeah. No, yeah. But there's stuff that I do that annoy you now that when I'm gone, you'll be like, James used to do that.
Like, no, there won't be. No, there won't be.
You'll be sitting there eating your curry. You won't hear me chomping away.
Burping
and slurping my way through it. You'll be going,
bless.
No, you'll be missing it.
No, I won't. Listen, there's no, I don't care how, if you died tomorrow, the one thing I wouldn't miss about you is your loud chewing. Because I could fucking murder you with that anyway.
Just enjoying my food.
That might be how you go.
I don't chew with my mouth open. I don't chew with my mouth open. I've never chewed with my mouth open.
I don't know how you're making all that fucking noise
I don't
noise
know either.
Then.
I think you're just a bit too sensitive to it. All right.
I do have very good hearing.
What was one of the first vows that I ever asked you to do on this podcast?
Let it go.
Just let it fucking go.
And then did I know I should to shape up a bit then?
I'm in great shape. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm the lightest I've ever
go
been.
Go on, tell them. You know you want to go into it. James has lost some weight.
Yeah, I lost a bit of weight. Yeah. Through doing nothing, by the way.
Just cut out beer during the week.
Just cut out beer during the week and crisps and chocolate.
Mm. I haven't. I need to drink through the week.
I can't start an Instagram account on that. I can't become a fitness guru.
No.
I've only got one tip for you. Stop having beer during the week and you'll be fine.
Yeah. I know, but what am I going
to
do?
I say during the week, Monday to Thursday.
I'm married to you. I need a drink.
I count Friday as the weekend.
Yes, we are.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I like your cardigan, by the way, Jimmy.
You liking that?
Yeah, I'm digging it.
I was worried that it might, I don't know, strobe or something on the camera.
No, you're good.
We're all good.
Right, you read Marital Mayhem.
I shall read Marital Mayhem this week because you read the Find My Friend. Marital Mayhem this week.
Here we go.
Can I see a name? I just scanning for a name because if they haven't put a name, then, you know, we're onto a good one. Hey, guys.
What, is there a name?
There's no name.
Fucking hell. I was in suspense there and then never told us.
Hey, guys. I've been with my girlfriend for a few years and at Christmas, I popped the question. And now we're engaged.
Oh, congratulations. Don't do it.
Throughout our relationship, I've always had the feeling that her parents weren't my biggest fans. Don't worry about it.
Nobody says.
They can be pleasant sometimes, but they're often making jokes that I'm the butt of, and they only ever buy me birthday/Christmas presents that are marginally insulting, e.g. nose hair trimmers, gym memberships.
Oh my God.
And different multi-packs of deodorants.
Oh.
No, that's
a bit passive aggressive.
That's standard. They're nice gifts, they are, gym memberships.
You're hairy, fat and smelly.
I didn't care too much before we got engaged, but knowing they'll be in my life for good now, I think I need to win them over.
Right.
Can you offer me any advice? Right, what you do is...
No, fuck them.
What you do is you take your fiancé and you move her to a different country.
Yeah, you're very brave away from Davy in England, aren't you?
You get her away.
Let's get my dad on the podcast, see how talkative James is then.
That would be my advice for you. And then you see him every once in a while. That's enough. It's more than enough.
Keep going, Jimmy. Go
no,
on.
I'm just sat. That's my advice. Can you offer me any advice? There you go.
Right, but they live in the same place.
Right, well, actively look for a job or something miles away.
Headed to Dubai. I hear there's loads of work out
there.
Oh,
there's loads of work out. Everyone's going over
I've
there.
I've heard loads of important phone calls on the train.
Yeah, women, they're nothing against women.
Go on, what?
They've got their big deals going on in Dubai
while I'm trying
to sit there trying to get myself a seat on the train.
Oh, by the way, the woman on the train this morning was not fucking budging her ass hour for me.
Oh, really?
I was hanging off there.
Yeah. I was
you
I was
were hanging
perched.
Off, I know,
yeah.
I know.
We I was were. Basically in the aisle.
Me and you, were our knees were touching, we weren't even sitting in the same row.
It's classic. Listen, we've gone over this now.
I know, I'm just...
I've tried to highlight
I just had to put it in there because she wasn't fucking budging.
I've tried to highlight train etiquette. It's
she was
not,
right out on my chair.
Yeah.
Fucking fat ass.
What you should have done is you should have gone.
I couldn't even do that if you paid me.
Hello.
I couldn't.
Just go, just whisper in her ear, go, you're a bit close, aren't you?
No, gods, I'd rather punch her. Any advice?
I've given my advice.
That's not real advice. You also, can't just move.
Also, listen, once you're married, you can then start calling the shots. You can then start, to an extent.
Again, let's get my dad on the podcast. No, see if James says this again.
To an extent.
Right.
You can be like,
well, you're a bit more, you're solidified into
exactly.
the family.
Exactly. So you can be a bit like, listen, I'm not here to impress you anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So I can
deal
what,
with
what you got a problem. Oh, am I the joke, am I? Fuck off home.
Not we've been married for a very long time, James. Not once have you ever said that to my parents.
Have I not? I feel like I've made it clear. I want them to.
Don't put that in. That's horrible.
I won't say fuck off home, but maybe I'll be like, oh, you're still here, are you? What time? Are you going home tomorrow? Yeah. What time?
Don't put that in. That's mean.
Might as well go home tonight. Beat the traffic.
I don't know, mate. I don't know if there is any advice for that. It's
you can
tough...
put that in, by the way. They'll find that funny.
Okay. All right. It's a tough relationship. The in-laws, especially...
Your mum and dad are the same with us. If we go and visit for them for too long, I'm sure they're...
My dad is.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they're like, right, they're going to fuck off now.
My mum would have us there all
there
the time.
There was that time when we were up over Christmas and everyone got ill and we had to lengthen the trip by a few days.
Yeah, my dad
I bet your dad
fuming.
Was going, fuck.
He wasn't. I'll tell you why, because the kids were in a blow-up bed in his little study where he sits on his computer.
Yeah, that's right.
I couldn't get
he likes
there.
To listen to his music and stuff, doesn't he?
Got his records brought. Yeah, he was furious.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It's a tough relationship, the in-laws, because...
It's all part of it. It's funny.
It's fine. It is fine. But I think if you've got a really, 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 really great relationship with your in-laws, you are definitely of the few.
See, I think I genuinely do have a good relationship with my in-laws.
Yeah, you do.
And that's why I can
you
make
do
jokes
take,
and
yeah,
stuff like
you
that.
Do take the piss and stuff. But it's famously a tough relationship.
Oh, of course it is. Fucking pain in the arse.
Famously. You love this person. And
you've got to take everything that comes with it.
You've got to take everything that comes with that. And sometimes people are annoying.
Yeah.
Sometimes the person's annoying and you wonder why you even get involved in the first place.
That's it. What?
Right then, Jimmy.
Go on.
Vow of change.
Oh, thank God. It means we're coming to the end.
Tis the time.
Yeah, I've got one for you.
I've got one for you?
It's a simple one. I'll go first.
Okay.
We're just keeping in with the theme of superstition and stuff, I would like it if you did.
So this means that you couldn't think of anything, you've just piggybacked off something we spoke about?
Yeah, but that's fine. Just trying to get to the end of it.
Go on.
I would like it
just trying to get him to your Lego.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, all right, yeah.
Curry and Lego.
Yeah, curry and Lego. Jesus, my Friday night is looking so good.
I'm getting excited again.
Don't put new shoes on the tables anymore. Just for me.
Yeah, never. That's one that's never bothered
you
me.
Just
and people
do it.
Go mental.
You shouldn't do it.
All right, well, fine, easy. If I remember.
I know, you won't remember.
If I remember.
Because I'm always telling you not to do it.
Yeah, I do it a lot, don't I?
Yeah.
Take them out the box, set them on the table.
And the problem is that we've got two children and they need fucking new shoes every 5 minutes.
How fast do children grow?
I've got shoes on right now that are older than my kids.
Yeah. Honestly. It's like a never-ending... Listen.
And they cost
I buy them a pair of trousers 2 weeks ago, and then I'm like, wow, save them because we're going out that weekend.
Yeah.
We're going for dinner. Put them on, they're too short.
Yeah, it's...
Need to stop feeding them.
Yeah.
Right, I've got one for you.
Go on.
Now, this is a little bit out there. You might not be happy.
Go on.
But I'm thinking... Since you were so fucking talky earlier,
look how scared
you are. I want you on this podcast next week to do the hot chip challenge?
Easy.
Oh, like his face. Easy. He thinks he's so hard.
Easy.
I think you're going to be surprised.
I don't think I will.
I've seen people
I think they overreact for the camera. They're trying to go viral and stuff.
Rubbing their
tongue. I bet I put it in. I go, yeah, I could have a packet of those. I genuinely think so.
Hold on, let me double check. Do you think we could get a hot chip here for next week? I think you got to do it then.
What's it called? The Grim Reaper or the
no,
hot
that's
chip
the
of
sauce
death or
I
something.
Bought you.
Right,
Grim Reaper sauce.
No, I just
because you're so confident. You're
don't get me wrong. I better go. Oh god, yeah, that was a bit spicy.
But that's all you think you're gonna do.
Yeah.
Right. Let's just replay that. Oh god, yeah, that's a bit spicy. Right. And then I want to see next week.
Yeah, are we doing this next week?
If we can get it here.
Maybe next week or the week after.
If we can get it here.
Yeah.
If we can't get it here for next week, I'm continuing it to the week after.
Okay. I think it will be really disappointing.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. For the purposes of this vlog and creating...
It's not a vlog, but carry on.
What are we doing?
Podcast.
For the purposes of this podcast and social clips and trying to go viral
and stuff like that.
Me panicking and having a breakdown because I've had a hot crisp.
But no, you just do it as you would do it.
I'm going to eat it and I'm going to go, oh, yeah, that was a bit hot. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I bet I go, oh, yeah, no, it is hot.
And that's it.
That'll be it. I won't be going, oh, God, no. Like, I won't be doing these big reactions.
I'm so excited to play that back.
It's going
to
be
And then cut it with him
in tears.
It's going to
be really disappointing. It's going to be really disappointing.
Well, we'll see.
It's not going to be good content.
Are you going to do it?
I'll easily do it. I'd love to do it. I'm well up for doing it.
Right, that's it.
It will be a man eating a crisp. And people go, oh, yeah, no, he was right.
Look how confident you are.
I just don't think anything... I've had spicy stuff. I've had fowls. I've gone into the curry house. I've done, you know...
Yeah, but this is a challenge. This is something that they make crazy for people. It's not supposed to be an enjoyable meal.
Yeah, but a fowl's spicy.
Yeah, but it's still a meal.
Yeah, and that's when, like, when I've had a fowl, I've had, like, twice, I think. You have the first bit and you go, oh, yeah, it is spicy. But then once you go through the meal,
so you think
and you
it's
build
not
it up,
enough.
You go, God, yeah, that's blowing your head off now.
Okay.
One crisp, easy.
Will you stop dribbling because you're talking about curry? I can tell you are. I know that noise, that click of the tongue. I can tell your mouth is full of saliva.
I'm so disgusting, isn't it?
Okay, right. Well, if it's not next week, guys, it'll be the following week. We're going to try and get this hot chip to Hot Buckley.
No problem.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
No problem. Right.
That's it.
So I'll go first. I promise when you can get the chip.
Hopefully
next week that I vow to have that hot chip, that one chip challenge thing.
Right.
And I vow to not make a big deal out of it.
Actually, I'm changing it.
Go on.
I'm not changing it, but I'm going to add a bit on. You've got to eat the whole thing.
Oh, I wouldn't take a nibble.
It's not just a bite.
No, I'd put the thing in my mouth and I'd eat it.
You've
I'd
got to eat the whole
chip. I wouldn't even dream of just, oh yeah, no, it is. No,
right.
I'm putting that in my mouth.
Okay. All right. Whole thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Right, fine. Okay. Right, well then, I promise. What was mine?
Just to not put your
shoes on the table. That was shite, Jimmy.
That's all I want from you.
Okay, fine. I'm perfect. I do keep forgetting how difficult these vows are.
You say
for
you're
you.
Perfect, but you've not done your vow, so carry on.
Oh, sorry. What is it? I promise.
It's written there for you.
Hold on, let me see. I promise from this day forth, I vow to change that I will not put new shoes on a table.
Brilliant.
You didn't read it like that.
No, because sometimes you have to slightly change the words, because I vow to change to not put shoes on the table doesn't make sense grammatically, does it? But I'll take it. Guys, thank you ever so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe on all platforms and make sure you follow us at In Sickness and In Health Podcast to take part in our weekly polls and to send in.
You're still dribbling about your curry. Are you dribbling about the hot chip now?
No, I'm getting Tandoori King prawns tonight. I can't wait. To take part
in your what?
Tandoori King prawns. Follow us at In Sickness and In Health Podcast to take part in our weekly polls and to send in any stories, messages or voice notes that you wouldn't tell your partner about.
That's on Instagram, guys.
Absolutely. Claire?
See you next Tuesday.
Thanks, guys.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.